part of God.
Strongholds are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana.
I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion
beginning September 5th through the 8th.
This conference is designed to strengthen you, empower you, equip you, and bless you by focusing on the life-changing power of the Word of God. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." We're going to saturate ourselves for 4 days and nights in the Word of God and see God perform His Word with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost.
This will be 4 days of power, 4 days of revelation, 4 days of healing, 4 days of building our faith in the Word of God. Our special guest ministers are Reverend Greg Green from Baton Rouge, Reverend Larry Brown from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Pastor Robert Little from New Orleans. These ministers will bring a fresh revelation of God's Word with power and demonstration.
You don't want to miss these life-changing meetings as we allow God to speak to us from His Word.
Service times are Thursday through Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. nightly, and on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Everyone is invited. You don't want to miss this explosion of blessing.
Plan now to attend the Word Explosion
beginning September 5th through the 8th
at the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. For more information, call 318-442-8100 or visit our website at thewordcc.com.
Get ready for an explosion of the Word of God. I look forward to seeing you there, and may God richly bless you.
The Word Christian Center is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1. The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Psalm 48:1 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness." Psalms 113:3 says, "From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 145, verse 3 and 4 says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts." In other words, my generation need to be speaking the acts of God, the glory of God, the works of God to the generation coming up behind me. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be praising God. We're supposed to be telling these young people all the great things you've seen God do in your life. But sometimes it seems like we don't have a testimony for the young generation. Like we don't have nothing to tell them about how God done brought you through. You need to be quick to share what God has done for you to these young folks, to let them know that there is a God in heaven and that they can trust in Him, and you can talk to them about how when you were young and how you trusted God. How God revealed Himself to you. Amen? Praise is individual and praise is corporate. Individual praise, Psalm 34:1-2 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad." Praise is one way that you bless the Lord. You can bless Him with your praise. Praise is something that comes out of your mouth from your heart. Make your boast in the Lord with His word on your lips. So notice here that David said, "I will bless the Lord." That's an individual decision. So praise is individual. Amen. You can praise God. In fact, praise him right now. Go ahead and praise the Lord. Praise him. All right. Now, look at what happened. When I told you to praise God, guess what happened? Your whole focus and all your attention went to him. Didn't it? All of a sudden, your attention went from what I was saying. Your attention left me. And all of a sudden, you begin to focus on him. You see, that's what praise does. It causes you to focus on the one that can really help you. And the one that's worthy of your praise. So whatever you praise, your attention is going to go to that. So if you're praising men, then your eyes are going to be on men. If you're praising things, then your eyes are going to be on things. But if you're praising God, your eyes are going to be on God. Amen. Then there's corporate praise. Hebrews 13, 15. I covered this scripture before. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Amen. Another translation says, through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. That's the Amplified version. The fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge, confess, and glorify his name. Praise is what we give to God continually at all times. In every situation, for better or for worse, come hell or high water. You understand? In good times and bad times, in times of lack and in times of abundance, we will praise the Lord. Praise is something that we give to God independent of our circumstances. So when things are not going good in your life, then what you need to do is start praising him. Say, well, I wouldn't be in this shape if God had blessed me. You got it all wrong. God is not the reason for your problem. And he's not the one trying to hold you back and keep you pushed down. He's the one that's reaching out to you to lift you up. You got to know that. Too many people stop praising God when bad things happen in their life. Too many people can only praise God when things are going great. If you can only praise God when things are going good, you are still a baby Christian. Amen. Amen. That's the way babies act. When things going their way, they're happy. When things ain't going their way, they sad. They ain't going to pray. They ain't going to love on you when you ain't giving them their way. Boy, children are so lovable when it's all their way. Hug on you, kiss you, climb up in your lap. Then you tell them to stop doing something, and the whole demeanor changed. Because you done stepped in. I'll never forget the day old Gabe tried one on me. He probably don't even remember. Gabe was so lovable as a little boy. Still a good young man. But we had to just put him in children's church, and he learned a few tricks over there. Come home, he'd try them out on mom and dad. He was doing something. I say, hey, stop that. Don't do that. When I said that, me and Cece saw something we never saw. We were wondering, is this our child we brought home? He wasn't like this. What happened to him? But Gabe did something like this here. I'm going to do it in slow motion. I mean, just beat it up about 1,000 times. Bam! On the floor. I say, what? Boy, I addressed that real quick. I got in there, I said, you get up off that floor right now. You should have seen them little feet moving. Boy, he's getting up off the floor. Because he's trying it, you know. He saw it work. And he's got up, he came to attention. I point him, I say, young man, I say, we do not handle disappointment like that in this house. Don't you ever do that again. He say, yes, sir. He never had another fit. He had one for all time. But then you got Christians that do that, fall out every time the Lord tells them they can't do something. They have a fit, and they think that's going to change God. Ain't going to change God. What are the benefits? God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 22:3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God inhabits the praises of his people. Praise releases the glory of God into your life. 2 Chronicles 5:13-14 says, it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. What caused the glory of God to fill the house? It was when the praisers and the musicians became as one. When they began to praise God and to give thanks, the Bible says, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and music and instruments of music and praised the Lord, it was when they praised the Lord. He says, when they made one sound to be heard in praising and thanking God. That means everybody got in unity together and began to praise and thank God. And when they did, the glory of God manifested. Now, God was already in the room, wasn't he? Yeah, God's everywhere. His presence everywhere, right? He was already there. But when they began to praise God in unity, this is a corporate praise, a corporate thanksgiving. When they began to do that, then God manifested his presence, and the glory cloud came in that place, and the ministers couldn't even stand up. I'm going to tell you, the power coming there so strong, they couldn't even stand up. This can happen in your home. It don't just happen at church. When you just start praising God and you're doing it from your heart, I'm going to tell you, God will manifest his presence in your life. Praise silence the devils, makes him shut up. How would you like to shut the devil up? Well, one way you can do that is by praising God. Psalms 8:1-2 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Praise steals the enemy, the adversary, the devil. I mean, it stops him in his tracks. You want to stop the devil from messing with you? Start praising God. Get your eyes on God and begin to go into praise and just start praising God and praise God and praise God and until that glory set down on you, till you start laughing and rejoicing, until you got joy back in your spirit, till peace come back in you. I'm going to tell you, it'll stop him. It'll steal him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy,